Not sure that it's a good morning, though. Oh, I think I must have got up on the wrong side of the bed, or couch, or something. Hi, Molly. Oh, you're here too. Great. To tell you the truth, I don't think I'm having my very best day today. I don't know why. I feel kind of cranky, kind of grumpy. Yep, that's me. What? I don't sound like a lion. Molly, please, I'm a clown. I don't growl or snarl for circus sakes. That was pretty growly, wasn't it? Oh, hey, wait a minute. Maybe I should let all this grumpy energy out. Yeah, that's it. Excuse me for just a minute. Rawr! 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 There. I think that did it. Yep, back to my old, cheery, sunny self. Hey. What? Some clowns. I'm still grumpy, aren't I? What am I gonna do? What? Stretch on my clock rug? That's one ridiculous idea, Molly. What good could that possibly... Oops. I think I will stretch on my clock rug. Let's go. I promise to stretch, but I don't have to like it. I want to play catch. I don't feel like a bubble bath right now, thank you, Molly. Donuts. Again. Molly, I already told you, they have too much sugar. Don't you know anything? You never listen. Oops. Oh, Molly, I'm sorry. I know donuts are your favorite. I don't know why I'm so horrible today. Well, Molly, it's just that
when I get angry, I get madder than angry, I get mad. Ugly mad, I get steamed. I get steamed and crazy, crazy mad. Ugly angry, I get mad.
Really? Angry?
Mad. Well, now I'm frustrated.
them away because I'm angry today. You got me mad, so I'm angry to stay. I don't get mad, I get even madder. Madder than mad, I get madder than even madder. Angry and crazy, ugly, crazy, really angry.
Mad!
Really!
Oh, Molly, I hope you don't get all grumpy and snarly, too. Hey, maybe there's something inside the couch that'll cure these old grumpies. What do you think? There's gotta be something. Something in here that'll tickle my fancy. No. Ugh, not this again. Nope. Nada. Nothing. Oh, nope. What's this? Wow, perfect. Look, Molly, I'll just tickle my funny bone with this feather and get rid of those growly grumps. Mm-hmm. Here we go. And... pickle juice! It won't come out! Oh, this is my very bad day. Nothing is going right for me! Silly me. Look, Molly. All I have to do is let go, turn it upside down, and the feather comes out all by itself. There we go. Now, to tickle my funny bone. Yes, also called elbows. Elbows and toes, then my nose. Mm-hmm. Oh, Molly, ticky ticky too, I'm going to tickle you. Okay, now you tickle me, Molly. Okay. Now it's your turn. I'm going to tickle you. Ticky, 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 ticky. Tickle, tickle, tickle. I feel great. Yes. Oh, yes, I feel wonderful, and, oh, I apologize to you for being so difficult today. I'm sorry. And, Molly, thank you for helping me with my bad mood, but it's all gone. Mm-hmm. So,
what would you like to do for the rest of the day, Molly? A story? Hey, why not? That's a good idea. Would you like a story too? Okay then, let me just find my glasses. And, wrong glasses. Ooh, wonder if it's me. Wait, glasses. Here we go. And storybook. Okay. Now, comfy? Good. Are you comfy? Good. Oh, first have to turn the light on. It's important to have good light so you can read and see the pictures. Now. This story is about Volcano Boy.
Once upon a time, on a faraway planet just around the block, there lived a special boy. His name was Volcano Boy. He could fly to the moon and all the way back before lunch. Volcano Boy was very strong and brave. He wasn't even afraid to wrestle with wild woolly lions. He could jump higher than the tallest building in the space city where he lived. Volcano Boy was the best boy on his planet. Except when he got mad. Then strange things happened. He felt a great big power burst out of him and he would explode with anger. The explosion from Volcano Boy was so powerful, his whole planet shook. Mountains jumped off the ground and landed far away. The poor skiers didn't know where to ski. Houses turned upside down. Cows ended up on the roofs of the barns. At the space zoo, the elephant ended up in the monkey cage. What a mix-up! When Volcano Boy got angry, the eruption was so powerful, people's pants ended up on their heads and their hats were on their feet. Everyone on his planet whispered, "Enough already! Something has to be done about Volcano Boy and his bad temper." Volcano Boy heard these whispers and that made him even more angry. He felt a deep rumbling inside him. Oh no, what would happen? Everyone held on to their hats. And then, in a flash, Lightning Woman came to the rescue. Volcano Boy, all these temper tantrums of yours are making a big mess out of our planet. Don't be sad. It is not wrong to get angry. It's normal. The important thing is to know what to do with all your anger power and how to let it all out, like a volcano. Lightning Woman gave him a magic potion to drink and a power snack and told him this special secret rule. When you feel you are going to burst with anger power, you have to stomp your feet 5 times, as hard and as loud as you can. Will you promise, Volcano Boy? Volcano Boy nodded silently. I promise. Thank you, Lightning Woman, he whispered. And in a flash, she was gone. The next day, someone wrecked Volcano Boy's extra special favorite bridge he was building between 6 ski mountains. All the people on his planet started to whisper, what's going to happen this time? Will he keep his promise? Volcano Boy felt the grumbly rumbling starting to grow. He felt like exploding his best favorite special 6 bridges. And then he remembered his anger power promise. Volcano Boy stomped his feet as loud and as hard as he could. 1, the mountains shook, but they stayed where they belonged. 2, the barn roofs rattled, but the cows got milked in time for supper. 3, people held on to their hats and shouted hooray, and they stomped their feet with Volcano Boy just for the fun of it. 4, at the space zoo, the elephant quietly munched a peanut. 5 big stomps was nothing to a big old elephant. No siree. And Volcano Boy? Well, at the end of 5 big loud stomps, he was finished being angry. In fact, he was hungry and needed a nice snack. More milk, please, Lightning Woman. I mean, Mommy.
The end. Huh. Now that's a story I can really understand. Huh. Why, Volcano Boy had even a worse temper than I do. Molly, I was wondering, do you ever get really mad? Oh, show me! Show me your worst tantrum! Whew! Well, la-dee-da! You're a real volcano girl. Yep. Well, you know what, Molly? If you were to ever explode like that again for real, because you were angry or upset or something, I would pick you up, put you on my lap like this, and I'd hug you so tight, and you could be as angry as you wanted, and I'd just hold you there and hug you until you felt all better. Yep, that's what I'd do. Mwah! Oh, hey, sounds like Major Bedhead. Oh, Molly, I'm gonna go see what he brought.
Package for Lunette the Clown.
High to the moose, high to the harvest mush, high to the moose. I do the harvest mush, I do the mush, I do the harvest push.
Hi, Granny.
Oh. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I'm making my mush mush. We called it vino in the old country. I think you call it vinegar here. Whatever. I'm making lots. Mush 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 mush. Hoy, that's enough for now. Time for a break. What you got there, Mr. Major?
Where? Oh, here.
Package for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, goody for me. Thank you. Wonder what it could be.
Lunetka.
Oh, right. The card first. Almost forgot.
I knew that.
Here you go. Ahem. My dear Lunette, I was in my old stomping grounds when I found these silly things, and they made me think of you. I hope these will really click with you. My feet may be heavy, but my heart is light. Love always, Auntie Macassar. Oh, I wonder what it could be.
Clicks? Hey, maybe it's a train, Lunette.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Well, it would have to be a pretty small train to fit in here.
Oh, I guess it would. Oh.
What are they? Because I haven't got a clue.
Well, they're not a train, that's for sure.
Oh, castanets.
Castanets?
Oh, please, may I? Oh, at last. Now, you stand over there. You'll see. No peeking. Oy vey!
Bravo! Bravo!
Oh, gee, thanks. It was nothing.
Oh, it was something. Wow, you sure know how to stomp your feet, Granny.
Oh, lots of practice. Oh, boy, in the old days, I was really something. I was a famous flamenco dancer. And boy, they were casting their nets for me, I can tell you.
That was great, Granny. Thanks for showing me how these castanets work. Oh, Molly will love them.
Bedhead?
Yeah?
How about putting those stompy feet to some really good work?
Neat!
show Molly. Bye. What? Oh, no, Molly. I'm not angry again. Not me. No, I'm doing the happy stompy feet dance that Granny showed me. Oh, and these are castanets. Want to try? Okay. Auntie Macassar sent them. They click. There you go. Neat, huh? Ooh, good dancing, Molly. You know what? I feel so good now. I feel like I can bounce all the way to the top. Hey, who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So, get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Boy, all that stomping around, Molly, has me tired. Ooh, I think it's time for some shut-eye. Now, you sleep over here, and I'm going to sleep back here, on the inside, just in case. Just in case I fall out and get up on the wrong side of the couch again tomorrow. Ooh, I don't want to be growly like a lion again. That's right. Tomorrow I'm going to be gentle as I am. And now it's time to count sheep. Well, thanks for coming over. Sweet dreams. Now, one lammy, two lammies, three.
And the clown jumped over the moon.